Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Eckersley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Rice steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper catches it and throws to first to double up Fisk. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive towards the mound. Jenkins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski is hit by the pitch. Rick Miller pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing center field. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty is 0-for-1 in the game. Carty hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Doyle applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle bunts towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carbo. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Carbo steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk is walked intentionally. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Melton moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-2 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Manning reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to third. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Paul Dade pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Bill Campbell now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Miller steals second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Carbo is walked intentionally. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Carbo moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 3 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. John Lowenstein pinch runs for Ray Fossey. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Duffy bunts between the mound and first base. Campbell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. Lowenstein moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Kendall now catching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 3 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Dade moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dade moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Duffy moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-4 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Duffy scores. Manning moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-4 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.